Ladies and gentlemen, joining me on the line is David Bach, and he is with, are you with Samaritan's Purse, David?
Yes, I am. Yep, I'm based here in Calgary with Samaritan's Purse.
I see. We're here today to talk about the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With this latest outbreak, how many people have died, David?
Well, about 300. I mean, the numbers are kind of are in between 300 and 350. It's because there's confirmed deaths, and then there's also a number that they're not sure exactly if they died from Ebola, but they're, the best reports that they have are around between 300 and 350, and then 600 that have actually contracted the disease.
And Samaritan's Purse has set up two field hospitals or mobile units. Can you describe for us the work that Samaritan's Purse is doing there in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, in fact, it's actually just, we have just one of the Ebola treatment centers, and then we'll be setting up some transit centers, and then we also have other work as well with clinics. So, but let me talk a little bit more in detail about our work with Ebola. And it starts off with infection prevention and control. So that's for, we've been doing trainings for that for medical clinics around the country, starting in the last few months. And before that, we were working with a hospital to improve their ability to deal with Ebola. So if an Ebola patient comes in, they're able to know what to do if one of their patients contracts it, or someone comes in with it. They're able to isolate them, and then as well know how to protect themselves. And the second thing is community awareness, making sure that people are sensitized to Ebola and making sure that they know how to protect their own family. And also what to do if one of their family members contracts Ebola, how to get treatment. So we've been doing those things. And then the third is this Ebola treatment center that we've established now in Kamanda in DRC. And that is, it's not open yet, but we're going to open it in the coming days. And it's a key part of the fight, and that is clinical treatment of Ebola patients. So Ebola patients coming in and being fully treated by our staff. We've got about 40 international staff that have gone down to serve, and we've just hired almost 60 national staff from the DRC as also to augment our response. So we're in the beginning stages of this, but we're focused on fighting this disease.
Our guest today is David Bach, and he's with SamaritansPurse.ca. And are family well informed about Ebola? In the past, they would want to keep their family members at home and not bring them in for treatment. Is that the case with this latest outbreak?
I think that's a big part of it, is letting them know that that Ebola is something that can be treated and that it's not necessarily deadly. It's possible to have Ebola and survive. And so that's part of that communication piece, making sure they know about that, making sure that they're able to know that. So with community sensitization, we're able to conquer some of those perspectives, and some of the superstitions that go around Ebola can be changed. Perspectives can be changed, but that's been a challenge.
So Ebola is basically transferred by bodily fluids. Is that correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. It's incredibly infectious. So we need to be wearing full PPE, so full personal protection equipment, so that we won't get it ourselves when we go in to treat people. And so it's key to provide fluids for people and to provide proper care for them for them to survive it. But at the same time, it's incredibly infectious and incredibly deadly. So those are major challenges for the treatment.
Yeah, the last time we heard about Ebola, it was very deadly. Liberia had a lot of people die and surrounding countries. And is there great concern that this is going to get out of control?
Well, it's already the second largest. It's now the second largest outbreak after Liberia and West Africa. And so it has been a real issue. And there was expectation that it would come under control at some point, but it looks like now it'll go for another few months. And some of the areas in the south have started to get a handle on it, but it's now the disease has moved north in DRC. So, it's definitely been a concern. I know that the director general of the WHO was out. He visited our site yesterday. He's actually really positive about what he saw. And we know that we're working closely with the WHO and also with the Ministry of Health in DRC.
Our guest is David Bach, and he's with Samaritan's Purse here in Canada. And what can Canadians do to help alleviate this situation? What kind of response would you like to see?
Definitely, they can go to samaritanspurse.ca and donate. We really appreciate your prayers. I mean, we've got a big team out there working hard. And our prayer really is that not just that people are healed from Ebola, but also that they see the gospel in action. And that's really the focus of our ministry in DRC, is that to go in the name of Jesus and to go and provide this care and service. And so we pray for safety for our staff. We pray for the rest of the team that you'd give them, like that God would give them strength. So we really appreciate those prayers, and as well for donations.
Well, thank you. Our guest today has been David Bach with SamaritansPurse.ca, and we've been talking about the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and about the what do you call them, field hospitals that Samaritan's Purse has set up? What's the term?
Yeah, we have emergency field hospitals that we have available, and we've taken components from that emergency field hospital. It's been modularized a little bit, and so we're able to bring the exact right components to put together this Ebola treatment center in Democratic Republic of Congo.
Any wrap-up words from yourself, David, before we finish?
Well, we just really appreciate your support, and we're really happy to serve, and we just appreciate everyone's support.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. Thank you. This has been very informative.
Thank you very much.